big box stores. Target, PetSmart, Home Depot, Circuit City. At 8 o'clock on the dot, Brienne approached the bank from her hiding place in the evergreens under a colorful billboard obnoxiously offering McDonald's breakfast to the public. From that angle, she couldn't be seen by the female teller who was just opening the glass front door and had momentarily stepped outside. A few strides from the teller, she slipped on a rubbery President Clinton mask, one of the most popular masks in America, and probably the hardest one to trace. She knew the bank teller's name, and she spoke it clearly as she pulled out her gun and pressed it against the small of the woman's back. "Inside, Ms. Jean Galetta. Then turn around and lock the front door again. We're going to see your boss, Mrs. Bucchieri." Her short speech at the entrance to the bank was scripted, word for word, even the pauses. The mastermind said it was crucial that a bank robbery proceed in a specific order, almost by rote. "I don't want to kill you, Jean, but I will if you don't do everything I say when I say it. It's your turn to talk now, darling. Do you understand what I've just told you so far?" Jean Galetta nodded her head of short brown hair so vigorously that her wire-rimmed glasses nearly fell off. "Yes, I do. Please don't hurt me," she gasped. She was in her late 20s, attractive in a suburban sort of way, but her blue polyester pantsuit and sensible stack-heeled shoes made her look older. "The manager's office. Now, Ms. Jean, if I'm not out of here in 8 minutes, you will die. I'm serious. If I'm not out of here in 8 minutes, you and Mrs. Bucchieri die. Don't think I won't do it because I'm a woman. I will shoot you both like dogs." Chapter 2. She liked this aura of power, and she really liked the new respect she was suddenly getting at the bank. As she followed the trembling teller past two Diebold ATMs and then through the meter greeter area of the lobby, Brienne thought about the precious seconds she had already taken. The mastermind had been explicit about the tight schedule for the robbery. He had repeated over and over that everything depended on perfect execution. "Minutes matter, Brienne. Seconds matter, Brienne. It even matters that it's Citibank we've chosen to hit today, Brienne." The robbery had to be exact, precise, perfect. She got it. She got it.
The mastermind had planned it on what he called a numerical scale of 9.9999 out of 10.
With the heel of her left hand, Brienne shoved the teller into the manager's office. She heard the low hum of a computer coming from inside. Then she saw Betsy Bucchieri sitting behind her big executive-style desk. "You open up your safe every morning at 8:05, so open it for me," she screamed at the manager, who was wide-eyed with surprise and fear. "Open it! Now!"
"I can't open the vault," Mrs. Bucchieri protested. "The vault is automatically opened by a computer signal from the main office in Manhattan. It never happens at the same time."
The bank robber pointed to her own left ear. She signaled with her finger for Mrs. Betsy Bucchieri to listen.
To listen to what, though? 5, 4, 3, 2,
Brienne said. Then she reached for the phone on the manager's desk. It rang. Perfect timing.
"It's for you," Brienne said, her voice slightly muffled by the rubbery President Clinton mask. "You listen carefully."
She handed the phone to Mrs. Bucchieri, but she knew the exact words the bank manager would hear and who the speaker was. The scariest voice of all for the bank manager to hear was not the mastermind making very real but idle-sounding threats, but someone even better. Scarier.
"Betsy, it's Steve. There's a man in our house. He has a gun pointed at me. He says that unless the woman in your office leaves the bank with the money by 8:10 exactly, Tommy, Anna, and I will be killed."
"It's 8:04.
The phone line suddenly went dead. Her husband's voice was gone.
"Steve? Steve!"
Tears flowed into Betsy Bucchieri's eyes and rolled down her cheeks. She stared at the masked woman and couldn't believe this was happening.
"Don't hurt them, please. I'll open the vault for you. I'll do it.